Hey everybody, I'm BJamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to this 20th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing Sally Potter's latest film, the ensemble political comedy, The Party, and as well as the Oscar-nominated documentary on civil rights activist James Baldwin with I Am Not Your Negro. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is The Party. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. Sally Potter's caustic comic satire of a broken England is a masterclass of acting from a stellar ensemble, headed by Kristen Scott Thomas, Patricia Clarkson, and Timothy Spall. Also featuring Bruno Ganz, Cillian Murphy, Emily Mortimer, and Cherry Jones, The Party invites us into an intimate celebration, hosted by Janet on the occasion of her promotion to Shadow Health Minister. What should be a discreet solier of bourgeois quickly descends into chaos as the mostly genteel guests one-up each other with dramatic announcements and secrets bubble over until everything bursts. Now, it would be an understatement to say that The Party was a very, very, very last-minute addition to my 2017 Myth viewing list. Actually, I didn't decide to see this film until probably a few days before I saw it. And the main reason why that was actually, I should state that from the very beginning, I wanted to see this film and wanted to put it on my initial list. But unfortunately, the earlier screenings for it kept colliding with other films I wanted to see. So I thought it was going to be one of those films I was going to miss this year. But luckily, they announced a third screening on the second last day of Myth. So, and since I wasn't scheduled to see any other films at that time until later on in the day, I decided to take the plunge and see this film. And especially after hearing the really good buzz about it from its earlier screenings. And I have to say that I really enjoyed The Party. Like, I don't think it's a particularly amazing film by any means, but as a sort of a comedy, an ensemble comedy that's about politics and secrets and twist that's full of twists and turns, it was very enjoyable. And I have to say, though, sort of thinking about this, though, I don't think I've really seen that much of Sally Potter's work prior to The Party. I might have, but I can't really think of what I've seen off the top of my head, if any. So if this, I would say this is probably my first real introduction to her work. And I know all of her other previous films are completely different by comparison to The Party. But for this one, though, I just really enjoyed it. Like, to me, what was the key thing what I really liked about the film was, of course, the cast. This is basically an actor's dream project, because you got a great cast of fantastic actors who have come together, who have each given really juicy roles to play, and you just get to see them work their stuff on screen. And Sally Potter's script provides that, and all the actors in the film just all do wonderful work with their performances, and they just bring so much to the film. And like, everyone's great. Like, there's not a bad performance in this film at all. But if you're going to ask me who I think was the absolute best in the whole film, I'm just going to say Patricia Clarkson. To me, she's the MVP of this film. I just really loved her performance in it, and her character was kind of this no-nonsense kind of character who kind of sees through all the crap everyone goes through, and she just does such a wonderful job in the role. And to me, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Patricia Clarkson as an actor, and this, to me, is one of her best performances I've seen in quite a while. And she's just so great in it. But everyone delivers top-notch work. Bruno Ganz is great. Kristen Scott Thomas is wonderful in the film as well. Cillian Murphy is a delight. And also the relationship between Emily Mortimer and Cherry Jones' characters definitely is another key point as well. And also Timothy Spall is great in the film as well. But like, everyone's great. Like, everyone gives such strong work. And the film itself is really good too. Like, the film does have a very theatrical quality to it. And when I was watching it, I kind of assumed that the film must have been based on a play, because since the film's basically set in one location, with a host of sort of characters, and it's a film that has so many twists and turns in it, in terms of what secrets that sort of just come to the surface, and revelations that some of the characters didn't even know about. It felt very play-like in that sort of way that it's structured, and the way that it tells its story. I just assumed it was based on a play, but no, actually this was an entire original screenplay that Sally Potter wrote, and to me it kind of works. It's a lot of fun. There's some great dialogue, there's some really funny moments, and it offers some pretty solid surprises as well. Like, I guess to me, in terms of negatives about the film, like what kind of stopped it from being, in my opinion, a really great film, was I did feel like, I guess, was the play light acts, sort of the play-esque aspects of the film, like I said. And to me, I feel like if the film kind of explored certain aspects of the story and some of the characters a bit more, I feel like it probably would have been a much more fuller experience, because the film overall only goes for like 75 minutes. Like, it's a very short film. Like, you could easily have added another 10 minutes of character development and story to the film, and I feel like it would have added more to the whole complete story. But at the same time, it's a film that doesn't overstay its welcome, and it's pretty well paced, and the film just looks beautiful, because the film's shot entirely in black and white, and the film does look gorgeous. But it does, like I said, if it wasn't based on a play, I probably would say it's a film that is constricted by its kind of play roots. But since it isn't, I can't use that kind of criticism. But as a film, it just felt more like a play rather than an actual film, even though Sally Potter does try to make it as cinematic as possible, like I said, with the black and white cinematography, using a bit of handheld here and there, not so much that it's like shaky and all that, and using very sort of stylistic shots, but at the same time, it does feel more like a play than an action film, but it's still a pretty entertaining one, nonetheless. So, if I had to give The Party a rating, I give it a solid 3.5 out of 5. Now, moving right along to the documentary I Am Not Your Negro, and the plot summary for this film, which once again I'm reading off the MIFF program guide, is as follows. With the help of Samuel L. Jackson, Haitian auteur Raoul Peck delivers a stirring Oscar-nominated portrait of the writer, civil rights activist, and queer icon James Baldwin and his lifelong fight against racial and sexual injustice. When he died in 1987, Baldwin left behind an unfinished manuscript reminiscing about his friendships with black political leaders Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Medgar Evers, all of whom were assassinated in the turbulent 1960s. 30 years later, Peck brings this text to life with a ruminative, essayistic documentary containing eye-opening archival footage of Baldwin's indisciplinary media interventions as he busted taboos by provocatively broaching questions of race, class, and sexuality in the public arena. From Baldwin's childhood in the 1930s Harlem to his outspoken political engagement in the 1960s and 70s, Peck charts the history of race relations in the USA as lived by one of Black America's most prominent public intellectuals, and uses his biography as a springboard to examine today's struggles for equality. Now, I Am Not Your Negro was one of those films I've been wanting to see since last year, mainly for the fact that, I mean, besides the documentary being one of the 5 films nominated for Best Documentary Film at the Oscars earlier this year, I heard nothing but amazing things about this documentary. And also, I was not really aware of James Baldwin as a person. Like, I knew, of course, like a lot of people out there, I knew Martin Luther King, I knew Malcolm X, and I also knew a bit about Medgar Evers, but I didn't really know James Baldwin that much as an activist. So in a lot of ways, this film was kind of my first introduction to him as a person. And I just have to say, this was an absolutely fantastic documentary, an incredibly powerful film that I just found just absolutely riveting from beginning to end. And director Raoul Peck did such a phenomenal job putting this documentary together. And also Samuel Jackson, who actually does the narration in the documentary as well, particularly reading every passage from Baldwin's manuscript to the film, does such a great job with his voiceover work. It is absolutely fantastic. And it's also quite unrecognizable as well. Like, I didn't realize that. I knew Samuel Jackson was involved with this documentary, but I thought it was more of a sort of a producer side, but sort of hearing his narration in the film, it just sounds completely unlike him at all. And it's more, and I think that was probably the point. So that way, you know, we kind of get a set by sort of changing his voice a bit, even if it's only in a subtle way, it sort of draws us more into James Baldwin, the person, and as the activist. And the film just does a great job, and Peck does such an amazing job at sort of compiling all this different archival footage from those different eras, from photos to footage, news clippings, and also kind of bringing video footage of Baldwin himself appearing on TV shows and his debates with people about race, class, and sexuality. And it's done in a way that is completely compelling. And I think the fact that it is Samuel Jackson is reading from Baldwin's own words himself really adds a lot to the film, because it really gives us a sense of who Baldwin was as a person, not just as a political activist, but as a person. And to me, it just really elevated the documentary to even more. And also, it's also a very powerful documentary in a lot of ways. But at the same time, though, what really got to me about this film is that, like, with the civil rights movement in the 1960s, even though that accomplished so much for a lot of African Americans, it is funny. It's weird, though, kind of. In a lot of ways, this film is just as relevant now and just as important now, because things that are still, that happened back then in the 60s, like the 50s and 60s, and in a way the 70s, are still very much happening today in our world, and especially now with everything that's happening in the political arena, and also just what's happening in America right now. It just feels like, even though we have progressed in a lot of ways as a society, but at the same time, it seems like some things just still haven't changed. And the film just does a great job at showing that. And the fact that today we're still fighting, like, we as a society are still trying to fight for change and for civil rights. And Peck just does such a phenomenal job at showing us that. And it's such a, also hearing Baldwin speak himself, really, he is such a great speaker, and incredibly insightful and incredibly intelligent man and there were a lot of sort of things that he says in this film that I just found incredibly powerful and in a lot of ways still very much relevant now. So I'm Not Your Negro is an incredibly powerful documentary and an important film that I think everyone needs to check out. And to me, especially with everything that's going on in our world at the moment, I feel like this is a film that everyone needs to see. And to me, it just is fantastic. It is a brilliant documentary. So if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go check it out for sure. So if I had to give I Am Not Your Negro a rating, I give this 5 stars. I thought it was just fantastic, and definitely one of the best films I saw at BIFF this year for sure. So yep, that's the end of this 20th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my 21st edition, in which I'll be reviewing the Indonesian modern feminist western Marlena the Murderer in 4 acts, and as well as the sci-fi horror film The Endless. So keep a lookout for that. And I'll see you guys later. See you guys.